The federal government has repeated its warnings to consumers that economic relief from the fuel crisis won't follow immediately after the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is travelling to Singapore for talks aimed at further shoring up Australia's fuel supplies. As the opposition calls for a public database of how much petrol and diesel are in the nation's reserves. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the Australian government is taking a proactive approach.
The end of this war can't come soon enough. There's still a lot of uncertainty, there's still a lot of volatility, and we still expect the economic consequences to be felt for a little while yet. Australians didn't choose the consequences of the beginning or the end of this war, but they're being asked to pay a very hefty price for it, and that's really the government's focus. That's why we're working around the clock to help with the cost of living with our fuel excise cuts. It's why the Prime Minister is engaging with his international counterparts.